the talkative I'm your guy, Mac is legend.
I don't even remember what I used to say. Overtime Chris in the building.
Dag,
oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
Well, it's still Chris. Good seeing you though.
Hey man, it's good to be seen. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, that's what old people say. You know, it's good to be seen. You know what I mean? Like,
I ain't mad at it, bro.
Oh my God. What's up, man?
Exactly. Listen, y'all gotta understand, once again, we are still very far apart. I'm in VA. Chris is still out there in Vegas.
I am in Las Vegas, Henderson, Nevada, to be exact. Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez. We're on a completely different time scale right now. It's like,
yeah, what? 3 hours is, I didn't realize how much of a monster that is in every aspect. You just, it's just 3 hours. It's not just 3 hours. It's 3 hours is a lot of time. It's a big gap in your day. And especially when most of your family, well, the good thing about it, Lee's family lives Central Time. So it's only 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? Nice. So, it's, right. You know, there's a 2 hour difference because, you know, Central Time, they're an hour back from, you know, East Coast time. So, you know, it's a little bit 2 hours. I would say even that extra hour is better because, like, you got to think, like, if I tell my mom in the morning I'm leaving for work, here it's 10 o'clock and where y'all are at, what's that, 11, 12? That's 1 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
So, and I'd be like, I'll call you back when I get off. If I get off at 6, it's 9 o'clock where you at.
Yeah.
Mama asleep. You know, your mama going to bed. She don't want you nothing.
Right.
Mama ain't trying to hear that. Okay, mama ain't trying to hear it. Yeah. So
but that's the thing. I mean, but still, I mean, I think that it's nothing that's going to beat us being together in person.
Yeah.
But to be able to still do something, even though we are apart.
Right.
Until we get together, we got to make it happen.
Hey, man, you just got to be like, I think I was making a lot of excuses on my end because I'm sort of like a perfectionist. And like most of the programs that I was using, I was like, I don't know. And then here's the funny thing. I went back, like, you know, I would say about a month ago, probably like the top of the year, I went back and looked at some of the stuff that we did, like that we recorded. And it actually was not that bad. It was all me.
But no, it ain't all you. I was thinking the same because I was like, man, listen, if that's not going to be the case, we got to make it pop. Let's figure it out. So it ain't just, you know.
Yeah. So it's just been a lot of me in my head and a lot of, like, you know, and I told you, I think you were aware, and I'm sure the people are aware where this is going. Last June, I decided that I was going to do a video every day. You know what I'm saying? Up until my birthday to kind of get me out of a little creative rut that I was in. You know what I mean? So I did literally just like a monologue, and I was calling them monologues, where I just get up and I just kind of had a topic and I talked about it. You know, and that kind of got me back going. But then when I tell you, like, and I'm gonna do a longer form video on this, like the third and fourth quarter of 2022 were like literally the worst, like the worst it's been in a long time for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So without, you know, going too deep in that, it was terrible. Okay. Yeah. But that way, it was a horrible. So it was like, and it was like one thing after the other, you know, just taking, you know, taking the steam out of you, you know what I mean? So I was just like, all right, I'm just done. I dock the boat. I said, I'm docking this boat for the year and that's it. I'm not doing anything. And then you kind of, if you don't go into the, this is my big thing too. If you don't go into the year with momentum, if you don't, people usually like hunker down in December and like, oh, I ain't doing nothing. I'm chilling and I'm top of the year. No, because what that's going to do is it's going to make you lazy going into the next year. Cause you're going to, it's like, if you say I'm only going to eat junk these last 2 weeks of December, and then I'm going to clean my diet up soon, you know, January 1, there's nothing that's going to change on January 1. It's going to make you clean your diet up. It's going to trickle over into January 1. So for me, it's like, if I don't come out of the year with some momentum, I usually kind of struggle going in those first couple weeks, even the first month or so. So yeah, like I fucking tripped in the goddamn 2023.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, I fucking tripped into it, and it's been a minute. It's been a minute to get me out of it. So it is what it is, though.
I mean, look. We here now, right?
Yeah.
So we might have tripped coming into this year, but I think going forward, you know, it's screw it, man. Like, it started jacked up, but you know what? Screw it. Let's just go ahead and just
finish strong is what I say.
Yeah, finish strong because honestly, man, I, you know, you know, you kind of gave me a little segue into this, because the creative aspects of things is what's really held me back
right.
in the past few years. Because I got to be honest, mine, you know, it's just been, you know, the good thing is I could tell people before, you know, let's get made. I guess the like giving it this energy, manifesting and seeing things really trying to come out and really build. It mm-hmm. actually did that, and so I got hella busy.
Right.
And that, but that busy was not necessarily a good busy. It was like,
yeah,
you know, it kept me. Let me say this. I know a guy. He put it a good way.
Yeah.
And this is kind of gonna bring us into what we're talking about. As of why we really stayed off of social media for a minute, but
got it.
Here's the thing. He said, this is how it goes. You can have an artist or you can have a painter, right? And his point was,
you know, you said that. I already see the road. But go ahead, let the people know, man. I already see it.
I know you. Go ahead, though. I know you. We like minded on this, but
yeah.
It's like you can be an artist that paints.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're a painter. And I'll be honest with you, like with work, I was being a painter.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I'm an artist that paints.
Right. Right.
So the thing about that, here's what I'm trying to get at for those that are still kind of listening in on this. I know Chris feels me, but that's been the thing. I've been not being creative and artistic and innovative just to be able to do business and paint.
Right? I feel like, on that.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Painters paint. To make a living, like they say, oh, you want this picture? How you want it? You want it blue? They don't care. That's what you want. Boom! I'm gonna paint this for you.
Exactly.
Right? And I do that, and I walk away. But as an artist, I'm not getting fed from that painting job.
Not necessarily.
Job.
Yeah. Yeah. Not in a. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the thing. And I think me, you, Bobby, all our crew have been talking. We want to go back because we're artists, and we use paint. But then, but that's what I'm saying. But now I'm like, okay, look. Let's get us away from being painters and get back to the artistic mind, which means for those listening in, let's get away from social media. Because social media is the thing that's telling us stop being artists and just paint.
Right. Social media is, to me, it seems like it's trying to, instead of it being a medium for artists to showcase their talents, it's more of a melting pot, depending on where you are, you know what I'm saying? Because there are creative things about some of the things. Like, I can be honest, like, I think TikTok is really cool. I do. Like, I mean, and this is the only reason I think it's cool, because I don't have a TikTok. I had one and I deleted it immediately because I was like, this is not for me. But for the people that it is for, I understand, because there is so much, I don't say information, but there's so many like different cultures on there and different content spaces on there that you can just get in there and you can either learn, entertain yourself, escape. It's so many facets of it, and how the content moves so fast, like me just watching my son and how he grew so fast on it. You know, he grew really fast on it, and it in turn helped his YouTube channel and his live stuff and all that stuff. So I see the connectedness of it. But at the same rate, it's like, I don't want my art to be seen in this hyper fast.
Yes.
You just scrolling by in the blink of an eye. You like after 15 posts, you're going to forget about what I just did. And some things you just wanted to have more of a lasting impression. And that may just me being the artist versus being the painter. Like, it's like, I don't want my shit to be microwavable. You know, I don't want you to just scroll past mine and just go to the next thing. I kind of want you to spend some time with it. Cause if you spend some time with it, you'll kind of get a deeper meaning. And that is everything that I've always said about social media. It's just too much. It's just too much traffic. It's too many people trying to do similar things in a very non-creative, I'm just trying to make money type of way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you just kind of get jumbled in with those individuals. And it ends up tainting, you know, artists like myself. I don't like to use true artists. I'm a true whatever. I don't do that. But it's like, at the same rate, I don't want to be lumped in with you guys. I don't want my shit to just be. Yeah, I would rather where I think you're about to go, I would rather you spend more time with my stuff than to just, you know, just look at it for 15 seconds and then just go to the next thing. You know,
I mean, this is why, look, and you being an audio guy, this is why we go back to music.
Yeah.
You know, why music has not really fulfilled us like it used to. And it's because it's like, you know, it's just like something like,
especially when you can go on ChatGPT and say, hey, make me a Dre beat and it'll do it.
Good God, my
That is the most, I almost sold all my shit. I was like, you know what? It's so fun. It's truly over, man. I was like, it's over. Yeah.
I'm telling you, but that's the thing. I mean, the nature of saying, give it, because, okay, look, if we consume things fast and we're not really getting the taste of it, then that's why the machine is going to always do better, because the machine is going to be fine. Keep consuming.
Right.
You don't have to taste it. Just consume it. And this is why you just get that snack mentality. You don't get that, give me a full course meal. I mean, this is why jokes aren't even like, but it's funny because you still have the hunger for it. Mm-hmm. So the only way you kind of satisfy that hunger is to eat more snacks.
Right.
When you just sit down and eat one good meal.
Right. That's what I'm saying. People, like, it's the difference between analog and digital. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody who is analog, who grew up in the analog era, like us, like we had like rotary phones and ain't nobody could get you unless you was at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you mess with the number, you be like, dang.
We was at the shit. If you somewhere and you lost, you had to go into the gas station to get a map. You know what I'm saying? An actual physical map. So it's like we come from that analog space where you got to be a little bit handy to do some of these things. You know what I'm saying? You got to be a little bit, you got to put a little bit of brain power towards it or whatever. Just a little bit. Okay. And these kids, man, like, they don't give about none of that shit I just said. They don't care. They cool. Yeah. They're going to go on ChatGPT. They're going to type it in. They got it. They cool, whatever. They cool with their little 15 second videos. But it's our responsibility, right? I think instead of complaining about it, is to show how it can be different. Like, you don't come from an analog space to where you'll be able to navigate the world if phones go away. Like, if phones go away tomorrow, internet goes away tomorrow, me and you are fine.
Yeah.
Because we lived in that. Lived in it. So it's just like, we're fine. But this is all that they know. So it's our responsibility as adults, instead of just, you know, complain about it, to teach them differently. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you, that younger generation is part of it, no doubt. But even people are just getting more and more, again, it's like, it's weird. It's like they're trying to acquire the taste for quicker, cheaper, rinse and repeat content.
Right.
When the body and the mind is telling you it still ain't enough, because it's it's not sustaining. It's not real sustenance for the So what I'm getting at is this, right? So even if we say the younger generation is really hip to this and that's how they're going to move, I'm telling you, even if there's a good amount of them that still have that sense, because you can't change the human creativity. Right. You can't really fake that. You can do, though, is you can create more people thinking that that's who they are or that's what they like or whatever. Right. That's one thing. I think for the true people that want to see content, that want to get together and really be connected, there's a reason why Joe Rogan has a lane and he can create 3 hours of content and I can still be engaged with it. There's a reason why people like that do exist. So, again, I'm not going to change the way I do it just to fit into the format. And I think that's what you guys are going to see with this, with talking of us going forward.
Right.
We're going to keep doing the way we always did it.
And then the thing is, you want to benefit from your content too. Like, you know, because all of this stuff is a business too. At the end of the day, you can't sit up here. An artist can be a broke artist your whole life and you can just paint and whatever. But if you want to, like, and money, let me just start with this. I should have started with this. Money should never be the focus for art.
Bingo.
That is my opinion. That's not you know what I mean? That is my opinion. It's not an objective fact. It's just subjective. It's like, I don't think that you should start something as a creative with money in mind, because, you know, my first introduction to creative things was DJing. And I never got into DJing because I thought you could make money. I actually didn't even know you could make money doing it when I started it, which is crazy. Yeah. I had no idea. I watched Juice. Okay. You know what I mean? And I was up there getting busy. Okay.
Yeah, right. That's requirement.
Everybody, see the young kids, if you're young, if you're like in the 20s, you don't know what I'm talking about. You should go watch Juice and whatever and get you a little bit of perspective. But I watched that movie. And I went and bought my first set of turntables. And not because I wanted to do anything. I was just like, yo, I just want to learn how to do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I feel like the curiosity is what creates creativity. And you know what I mean? And kind of molds you into that artist that you want to be. Just being curious about something and you want to learn about it. Once you let money kind of dictate, you know what I'm saying, what you want to do, you're going to start to make amendments. You're going to start to make concessions that chip away from the artist that you could potentially be. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I really feel like TikTok and all this short form content isn't lending towards that. Even though there's creativity in creating short content, don't let me, because if you've ever tried to create something that's 15 seconds that teaches somebody something, I know you have. Yeah, I'm saying, but there are people that do it very, very well. You know what I'm saying? I had the thing working right now and the studio was in its form that I wanted to be in, I would show a video right here. There is this dude. His name is Forest Auto Car Reviews or something. I'm gonna put it up on the screen right here. So it's gonna be playing wide, whatever. But we can't see it. But this guy reviews vehicles in literally 30 seconds. And when I tell you, when he's done, you know everything about that car. You know every single thing about that car. Okay. That's
But going back to what I was saying about artists, right? So artists had periods, right? Like you had the, not necessarily periods, maybe it's periods, maybe it's styles, I can't remember, but like you had the pointillism style, right?
Yeah.
So somebody had to see another artist do it and say, okay, I'm going to start creating my stuff using pointillism. Somebody did oil.
I see what you're saying.
Of course, you're going to get really talented people that's going to fall into those sections that do it very well. My problem is it's not as many as it appears to be.
That's true. Social,
you're looking
that's
at
a
it.
Fact.
You see like it might be, honestly, 100 good hot ones. Right?
Okay.
Super talented, 100 good artists, but for it to be millions of accounts.
Right.
TikTok, maybe 1,000, but I'm just saying it ain't a million.
Right. It's not.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. There's not a million Joe Rogans. I mean,
here's another example, because you know I'm from the music industry. So if you take 10 artists, right?
Yeah.
Maybe one or two of those, I'm going to just say one. Out of 10. And I'm talking about like artists that are on that A tier, B tier, making a living. The ones that are making a living, it is far and few in between how many of them are actually like artists, like in the sense of, I think what we're talking about, like, you know, you got your J. Cole, you got Kendrick, but then you have, and no slight, if you see this, I love you. Okay, but Big Sean to me doesn't fit in that. But he's dope.
Oh,
artist.
Wow.
No, he's a dope artist. He can take a song that anybody writes and turn it into a hit. But like to write a narrative concept, like when I'm talking about creativity, I'm talking about somebody who like Big Sean. I don't think he'd be doing rap if you couldn't make money off of it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
Kendrick is just naturally. Some people are just, like you. You are naturally a creative person. So if you line yourself up with a bunch of, I don't know, artists, you know what I mean? Painters, whatever the hell, like just general artists, you would be one of the people out of that group that people would pick as like, yo, he's just a pure artist. And that's what I'm saying. It's just something about the level of attention that they put to in detail, that they put into the music that they create, that makes me say that. You know what I'm saying? It's like Big Sean, like, no, fucking, let me not single him out. Let me pick somebody else.
God dang.
Maybe somebody, I'll go this far. I'll say, like, what's that dude name? Future. Let me take Future, right?
Yeah.
There's creativity, there's creative things in what he does.
Yeah.
But he is not like, he's an artist, but he's in a different Like, it's like a different box I got to put you in. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm getting at. So this is what I'm saying. And I think there's a couple of, there's different parts of this, right? Like, you have artists that create and innovate a completely new sound.
Yeah.
Or a new style, and it's just right there. You know
and it. Don't care what's happening right now. Don't care.
No, they can't. They're going to always do that. I mean, I don't know if you agree, but see, I feel the person that fits in that bracket that I could think of that's still kind of doing music is Tyler, the Creator. I think Tyler is one that cannot.
Absolutely.
Do anybody else's style, whether you love it or you hate it.
Nobody can do him.
Nobody can do him.
You can't even mimic that.
Not at all. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what. I just recently saw Tyler doing his freestyle on Funkmaster Flex.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
Oh, my God. See, my introduction to Tyler was Goblin. You remember that song?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Hated us always. Like, yo, I'm like, this song showed me how much growth potential that this individual has. And at that moment, I knew how big he was going to be.
Yeah.
Because same thing with, like, my favorite rapper is controversial, but whatever. People can just kiss my ass. Andre 3000 is my favorite rapper of all time. Like, you can miss me. You can miss me with how many albums somebody had and all that kind of stuff. It's the impact that you had on the albums that you had and everything that you said on the like, he said more on his album, on his three albums, than you said on 10 of yours. I don't care. Like, if you had 10.
That goes back to hopefully what we did with Let's Get Made. We didn't have as many albums.
Right.
We didn't have as many tracks. We stopped for years. Yeah. Just like you go away and then you come back. Yeah. And so don't be wrong, but that's because you have to live. You got to have life. You got to pour in. You got to put some of you in the work.
That's what I'm saying. And any dude that in the land of white tees and Air Force Ones would come out with an album called The Love Below. Okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. It's like, man, they was, you know, what was we? We was Laffy Taffy in it at that time. Yes. We was doing all kinds of crazy shit at that time. And it's just like, dog, like, that is like the quintessential, like, period to the sentence of what is an artist. Like, that, I'm just going to paint a picture for y'all. And the whole album is about love, loss, you know, and all of that. It's just, it was beautiful, you know?
Get this. He's an artist that was hot and just walked away. Right. Yep. Whereas now, if anybody's hot and they go away from some time, they're dead.
They gone.
You know what I'm saying? They're dead.
They just gone.
Tentacion or I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? Most of the artists
shouldn't be laughing at this because it's not funny.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anybody that's hot nowadays, they don't walk away.
Right.
They don't wait for the inspiration or the creativity to come to them. They just keep creating. And if they stop, the only thing you find out is, oh, they got shot. That's why they stopped.
Right.
They're dead.
It's actually sad. Like, you know.
It's sad because, once again, but they're treating their art like a painter. They're just doing it for the checks, for the money, and they're going to keep doing their paint, whether it's really good or not.
Right.
The problem is, versus an artist like Andre 3000, he's going to come at you when he's got something to give.
Right. And that's, which is why he hasn't, in every interview, people always ask him, and he's like, he just really just doesn't know how you would top what he just finished. You know, like, what else, like, you know what I mean? And if you really just go back and listen to how much he poured into people on the albums that he did, you know, mine's the first one, because they was Pimps and Hoes and Players and all that shit on the first album. Yeah. But, like, the AT Aliens album and On, like, they were just literally just nonstop knowledge and facts. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, what else do I got to give to the game? Like, you know what I'm saying? I gave y'all, like, you don't have to do much. That's what I say. Biggie's first two albums, if he never made an album after Life After Death, he would still be solidified as the greatest, even if he was still alive. I don't care if he passed away and died. Like, he would have made something probably more prolific, yes. But if you listen, like, those are almost two perfect rap albums, because you have an old school version of, like, somebody who is, it was like a transition album, and Life After Death was the culmination of what hip hop was, where it is now, and where it was going. Because it had elements of just boom bap. It had elements of boom bap, graffiti, and just boom. Yeah. It had that on there. But it also had the flashy, like, you know, boom bap stick. We got on shiny suit rap. You know what I'm saying? And then you even got the streets in there. Because all of those are like literal three elements. Like, that's why I say, like, Life After Death to me is like almost like, not even almost, it is a perfect rap album.
It is. Like, it is.
It's a perfect rap album.
It goes back to the development of the artist, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at like, so that's what I'm saying. That goes back, and it also goes to production. You know, I got to be honest.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, things, yeah. Right?
So you might have a high, that's what, but here's the other problem. You might have creators out here that are true artists and are really good at what they do. But whether it's because they got to make a check, or whether it's because they're trying to get their following up or whatever it is,
right?
They sacrifice their true gift just to get the numbers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And let me say this, man. Speaking of which, we were talking about with Biggie, he didn't have to do anything more than that. Let me say this, and I just found this out. A friend of mine that I have at work, man, he's a man, this dude is actually a genius. No lie. I mean, he's a straight up genius.
Okay.
Right. He is 1000% genius. I mean, and he fits the mold. But the thing about him is he said one of the people that he's so impressed by is Einstein. And I was like, naturally, Einstein, one of the greatest minds ever to live. Right.
Right.
But get this, everything that we know Einstein for, everything he's ever thought about and everything, he did it all in 1 year.
Oh,
and
wow.
I didn't know it. He called it the miracle year. So everything that Einstein ever started, it's like he put down all the, remember how me and you, we would talk and we write stuff down in Trello. We'll write stuff. We'll be like, we're going to come back to this. We're going to come back to that.
Right.
You know, Paris, whatever, all these things. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. He had a big wave of all of it hitting him, wrote it all down. And from then he built off of things that he created in 1 year of his life.
I did not know that.
I didn't either. I just found it. So my point being, that's another, right? That's the thing about when I say Andre 3000. It's like at some point in time, it's not that the hose, the water stops coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is you just create a new way of like,
right.
You grow.
Absolutely. Yep. And I'm a perfect example of that. I am a living, breathing example of like, you know, because I constantly get the questions in my family like, oh, do you still do music? I'm never going to stop doing music. It's like breathing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, how do you, what? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But am I pursuing it as a business? Am I pursuing it? No. Like, if I have something that I feel like I want to share and I'm just going to say it on here so y'all can hold me accountable. I have been creating something. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
I've been working on something. You already know about it, but I've been working on something and I feel like I want to share it. So then I will get into business mode and share it or whatever. But I don't feel the need every time to share all of my art. Sometimes it's just for me. Sometimes it's just a form of expression for me to go back and listen to or just share with my peers and that's it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need it to have, you know, light. But if I feel like something can help, you know, or if something could lend to the, you know, to the narrative that I, you know, the narrative that I hope people can get back on here, you know what I'm saying, in the world and stuff like that, then I'm going to lend it. But outside of that, I just do it for me. But people like, so when you say people like 3000, if Tyler stopped tomorrow, Tupac had 19 million albums because he was just a workaholic or whatever. He was just one of those. He was me. That's why it's like, it's Andre's my favorite rapper. But then like literally right after that, you got Jay-Z and Pac, you know, not Jay-Z, Tupac and Biggie kind of just, you know, whatever, neck and neck. Jay-Z right there too, obviously. But I embody more of what Pac is because he is such a just overtime, just work, Do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Go. Just don't even think about it. Just do it. Do it. Put it out. I don't care. Put it out. That's the part I don't agree. He just put anything. He's just like, yeah, just throw it out. I don't do that. I hold shit like a little bit more. I mean, like, hey, ain't nobody ever heard this. And sometimes I thought, yeah. So I'm too critical in that way to be that way. So, but I just admire the work ethic of him, and I admire the Puffy's and you know, Diddy, or whatever you want to call him, like his attention to detail and not allowing Big to just throw stuff out. Cause I honestly think Big would have been like Pac and had like 19 albums if you didn't have the conductor. You know what I'm saying? Everybody always wonders why is it, you know, they just see the man with the stick at the symphony doing this. But I'm like, no, that man understands everything that's happening right there. At a micro level, a macro level, like he knows. Yeah. And them stick moves, I don't know. My wife gonna laugh when she see this, because I just be in here just doing this. They be pointing at motherfuckers. She's like, he's actually doing stuff. I say, he ain't doing shit. Okay, he's just pointing at people with a stick. Oh, whatever. But no, he's controlling dynamics. He's controlling the flow. I'll bring this in, bring this out. Okay, let's whatever. It's like, it's amazing to watch when you understand that type of thing. So when you can appreciate more, which is why I don't like social media for. When you could never appreciate an album like Love Below if it's just 15 second clips.
You, man.
Just going boom, 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 boom. You know what I'm saying? Like, and some things have to go away. I think that's another one of your point. They have to go away. So maybe you realize, okay, damn, that was actually good food. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Maybe that was actually good food. Maybe you should still just appreciate the stuff that we did and go back and just check that out. Because
look, you can't eat filet mignon every night and
you cannot.
Well, great. You can,
but you're not. It's not going to taste good after a while. It's going to get. So. Yeah.
That's it. And I think, listen, but for y'all, there you go. Exactly. You said it perfectly. Because it's true, though. But it's true.
You know.
I think for those listening to this right now, and I know we go deep in these things, but hell, this is talkative. It's legit giving you that creative nourishment, that communicative nourishment that you've been lacking, that you have not had. I mean, y'all are making your meals off of McDonald's and Wendy's, and I get it.
Hey.
You know, what's out there?
There are some aliens out here, Mac, that can eat the same thing every day. I live with one. Okay.
I love it.
There are some aliens out here that can eat the same. I'm like, God damn, I wouldn't want to see a fucking pancake if I was you.
I believe it. I know.
Get that shit away from me.
It's true. But see, they can do that. They're good with it. But all I'm saying is, the more we keep trying to acquire that taste.
Right.
The more we're actually kind of getting away from something that's more pure. So
absolutely.
So hopefully, you know what I'm saying? There's still people out there that still acquire the taste. Like I said, mine has never been about the numbers. It's always been about, because I've always said this and I believe it's true. It ain't for everybody. What we do is not for everybody.
Right. So what's your idea? Like, what do you like? So let me just ask you a question. So how do you take, and I like, if you have an idea, right? And somebody's just trying to take notes right now. What does one do if they are kind of like us, kind of fall into that pocket where they don't really want to use social media? Like, because all you're doing, I don't know if people realize, all you are advertisement placement
stuff.
That's all. You're just an asset, like, for advertisement. So how, if you just don't want to be in that space, like how do you even begin to build or connect with an audience without social media now? That's the bigger question.
I mean, it is, but look, I've always said this. If your message is good enough, right? If your sound is good enough, if your food is flavorful enough, right? Mm-hmm. Then there's other avenues of how we communicate. It's not just social media. So
that's right.
So it's good. Yeah, it might be an older system. Some might still go. I still believe word of mouth. They always say word of mouth is still the best. Right. But I will say for us, and you guys are going to see this journey of how we're going to do it, we're getting back to the roots. And one thing that I was before I was anything in digital strategy, I was a web developer, website developer. So rebuilding Let's Get Made so that now we can put our content truly on Let's Get Made so that you don't have to necessarily, I mean, we'll still make it so that this goes out to YouTube and all these things, at least at first, but
right.
You know, getting it out there at first, but having you come back to our house, right?
Right.
Our house will be letsgetmade.com. When you come home, right, you'll be able to get not only things that you got out, you know, elsewhere, but you'll be able to get some other good stuff, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, and I think that's the biggest thing. You know, you go to grandma's house because she got grandma's kitchen. And right. Grandma's kitchen, the pans right. are seen. You see what I'm saying? You go there, you want to get a different kind of experience. One thing I will say about the younger generation, they want experiences. You know what I'm saying?
More than, they do.
Than they pay for experiences. Right?
Sometimes they don't know they want it, but they do. You know what I'm saying?
No, they do. They do 1,000%. And but the thing about it is now everybody's making everything taste watered down. Everybody wants everything to taste the same, right? And mm-hmm. the problem is if we keep doing that, we're missing some of the best flavors, right? Mm-hmm. Like I'll say this, and this is kind of, but like as much as I love Thai food, I mean, I love Thai food, bro. Like yeah. we eat Thai at least once a week around this house. I mean, you know, it's
pizza pretty around here. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. I ain't mad at it. Well, another good point, pizza, right?
Yeah.
So the point about it, in the States, you got Pizza Hut, you got Little Caesars, you got right. Papa John's, you got Pizza Houses, like the, you know, Carmine's and all this stuff. My problem is once you got so many different places to eat pizza, mm-hmm. right? It's hard to be able to say, man, when I want to go to Italy to try real pizza.
Man, that, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to, and then some people say, yeah, that'd be nice, but they're so used to eating what they got over here, they're okay with it. But
right.
but one person that gets that chance to go to Italy and eat true, real pizza, they're going to be like, yo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you right now, like, Chris is bougie. I don't eat Pizza Hut or none of that shit no more. Chris, my taste buds have evolved to a point where it's like, exactly. Don't even put that. But that's the thing. And when I say we eat it a lot, I only eat it once a month, but because I don't want it to fade. And we go to a specific place because it's brick oven. It's like, oh my gosh, dough made from scratch. When they run out of dough, they ain't got no more pizza today.
Bingo.
Okay. It's not like a place like McDonald's where you never run out of fries, never run out of burgers, never run out of nuggets. They always got stuff for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not like that. And I don't want everything to be that. I don't want things to always be that. And neither should people. People shouldn't want, just because it's available doesn't mean you should consume it, is what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Just because it's available, it doesn't mean it's good for you. It's like people's level of what's the word I'm looking for? Their ability to choose. Let me just say that and differentiate between what's quality and what's just a quantity play and what's just it tastes good. Yes, I'm not saying Pizza Hut and all that stuff don't taste good. Maybe it does. I don't know. I ain't had it in years, but like maybe it does taste good, but did you try this over here? And once you try this over here, you have to understand that this over here, it can't be duplicated as much as this over here, because the process behind this over here is a lot more involved than the process up here. I can't make 11 pies in an hour or 22 pies in an hour versus, you know, I can make, you know, infinite number of pizzas per minute. So which one do you want? Do you want the minute pizza or do you want the hour and a half, 2 hour pizza? You know what I'm saying? Look. And you can always go back to the 2 hour pizza if you're willing to pay for the 2 hour pizza, which is what a lot of people don't want to do, which is why they like what they like. They like going to the cheap shit so they don't have to pay for the whatever. So you have to program people to show them like, yo, this is what you actually need. I don't have to create content every single day. I can create a curriculum for you and then you can sign up for this curriculum and then you can learn, you know what I'm saying, everything you need to know in this curriculum and always have access to it and reference back to it when you need it. Man, come on. I'm not going to get too much, but it's
It's all good points right here, man. And I think ultimately for those that have already been following us for a while, you know, it's been this journey. I think this was the natural progression, right? The natural progression was to break free from the platforms,
right,
and start creating content that you can start consuming in the way, in the manner that you should, right? So that way, like I said,
but do you think they do have to use it at first, like just to get the word out, like a little bit?
Yeah, I think you. Yeah, I mean, no doubt we're gonna go back on social media to do it, but I'm just saying, even then, it's not gonna still be the way it's done. I mean, again, you know, I would say this, like you're going back to your question. If somebody wants to do this, I would totally say don't quit your day job, only because you're not going to be able to eat on this for a minute. You know what I mean? You're trying to bring people, like legit, we're trying to say, you know, we do want people to come into our own space eventually. And getting away from social media, getting away from the it's like, how do you become a store if you're never in the mall?
Right.
And some people can do just fine not doing it, but it takes a while to build up that type of you know, following an appreciation for what they got. So
I don't know, man.
I say, look, I just think in the end, I'm going to feel a lot more satisfied. Going back to what I was saying before about the sustenance of the snack food versus the meal, I'm going to feel more satisfied with that meal, even if I only get one a day. I feel more satisfied with it personally.
Well, that's all I eat is one meal a day. But it's like, so if you sit down one time a day and you get all your nutrients from that one meal instead of just snacking all day and not getting anything, just getting maybe a little here, a little there. Most people just get most of their nutrition from supplements, which is not bad, but you should try to consume as many foods as possible that have the supplementation that you need. Like, you know, so when you're saying that, I think that you do need to use it. I've been on all sides. I've been on the side where the production side, like the, you know, the staff, I'm talking about from a staffing standpoint. I've been the side where you got to produce stuff, you know, the blue collar stuff to the white collar strategy stuff, content strategy. I've done it pretty much the last, I would say three to four years. And there's no way, in my opinion, that you can create a business without using it in some way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It doesn't have to be your business is what
That's true.
Tell people. It does not have to be your business, because what you have to do is you have to teach people, your base, your client base, how to interface directly with you outside of these platforms. And a lot of people, like I've always talked to you about it, like we've had multiple conversations about this. I don't think people do a good job on social media, TikTok, IG, Twitter, and Facebook, pushing people to where they want them to go without it being like, you know, the commercials that come up. You know what I'm saying? Like the very generic, hey, if you want to lose weight in 30 days, blah, blah. Nobody wants to hear that now. It has to be more of an organic experience. Like, how are you really going to help me? Because a lot of people are catching on to the fact. Some people, you know, they probably do well with those, but it's not a one size fit all. Like, you have to build that trust factor with your client base so that they feel like it is worth paying for you somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? You create so much value in a space, and creating so much value doesn't mean cranking out videos every day. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm saying. Like, you can do one video a week, or shit, you could do two videos a month. If those videos have enough value in them to push people to somewhere to pay for whatever you're offering, then hell, you just need to focus on that. Like, people really just put too much into, I want a YouTube. I want to start my YouTube. I want to, you know, once I get monetized, you know, once I get monetized on YouTube, I don't think a lot of people realize, like, that isn't all what it's cracked up to be, and all these other platforms adding monetization to them. Yeah, there's means to make money there if your focus is to make money, there's plenty of ways to do that online. There's plenty of ways. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of ways, and you can just do a little research and figure it out. You know what I'm saying? But if you just want to create a brand, a lasting brand, a brand that people can trust, a brand that people will keep coming back to, and one that where your content is not disposable, but recyclable. Like, people can literally come to this content 2 to 3 years from now and still get something from it. Then 100%. You're on. I feel like you're on a path that's that a lot of people don't walk. You know what I mean?
The thing that messes it up is the same reason why it works, and that's because you get that immediate feedback, right? So by saying, "Oh, I got a follow," "Oh, I got a like," or "Oh, I got a view."
Yeah.
Right. Immediate feedback for the work you put in is what you start getting a taste for. You start acquiring that taste, like, I need that. So some people get into this not necessarily thinking they're trying to become a, YouTuber by that's going to be their job.
Right.
And so they're thinking they're going to be creators and be creative, but that immediate feedback is what makes you say, well, shoot, I got immediate feedback for doing a video off a sneakers.
Right.
So I'm a sneaker. Now I guess my thing is sneakers. And it's like, yo, nah, you didn't, when you created that video, that's not what it was that you had to do. What makes you dope is by being able to come by just off your head, you know, what you're doing.
Right.
But I say all that, and I think we have, this is really good that we're coming in with this one, but I realize I ain't plugging my laptop, so my battery's about to die. But I will say this, bro. I will say this though, Chris. I'm rusty, dog.
What a hell of a segue. Okay.
I'm rusty. But I will say this. The beautiful thing is we got so much more to come in now because
absolutely
we got to do this. Get ready for a journey. I think the word, I mean, I'm going to let it out the gates right now. The word for this year, at least, let's not say year, for this season, because the season goes as long as it needs to go.
Absolutely. But the word
for this season is manifest. I really want to come in and say, let's pick at, play with, dissect, sleep in, eat, mm-hmm. breathe, all at the word manifest. And with me, Chris, Bobby, everybody that's going to be on this Let's Get Made platform, you're going to see how we're going to manifest some different content, some different programming and all that to come. So I'm excited about it, bro.
I am excited as well. No wonder your ass, you kept it. Hold on. I knew something was wrong on that motherfucker because you kept going like that.
Yeah. You already know. You be like, well, yeah, man. I know. Look, if you was here, you would have been like, yeah, okay. But I like how we did that.
Well, crazy thing is, luckily I have like an attenuator here because my daughter was banging on the door like there was a fire outside or something like that or whatever. So thank God. You know what I mean? I got a little bit of isolation. I'm in my bedroom, Mac. That's the only place I can get peace, bro. I don't see shit, you know.
You know how we do, man. This is how it is for the dads. That's just our life.
Yeah, this is just what it is. What it is. Okay, like it is what it is. You know. So
well, listen, man. Let's make this thing keep going. I know we got to get on here soon to talk about the fight coming up.
Absolutely, this fight this weekend. If anybody cares or whatever, I mean, I watch UFC. Everybody, huh?
Who is it again? Is this Stylebender you talking about?
Yeah, Adesanya and Pereira. It's actually their fourth fight, I believe, because they fought in kickboxing twice. And then, you know, Pereira won the last joint, knocked him out. And then, well, didn't really knock him, whatever. It's controversial. Anyway, they're fighting this weekend again. Okay. And, I'll save my predictions or whatever. Cause I, you know, it is what it is. But that one dude is dense as hell, Mac. That dude is like a stone, goddamn, like castle. It's like kick it. Like really? You might as well go outside and kick some cinder blocks.
Jeez.
Yeah. He is like, you know, there's dense people in the world. Yeah. Pereira. Like he's just very dense. It's just like hard to. Yeah. So I don't know. That's a mountain to climb for a Stylebender. So we'll see, you know, he ain't been able to climb that mountain yet, but we'll see, man. It seems like all the Negroes are losing right now. I don't know. Must be a trend in America. Okay.
Who knows?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to go close it out. Look, people, you already know what talkative. Whether we talk a little, whether we talk a lot, this has been talkative.
I almost forgot my shit, bro. God damn. Hey.